Rate includes 0.50% autopay discount. Available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about our rate beat program, same day funding, and limits on Lightstream loans.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. Right down here on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. And let's talk about the river. It's pretty down here. We got pontoon boats that you can rent. Ride up down the river, go down to the sandbar. Maybe take a little picnic along with you. We can fix you up for that part, too, with fresh seafood from the Gulf, fried, steamed, and grilled. And you know, a lot of times I forget to talk about that ribeye steak. You know, a lot of folks don't think you go to a seafood place to get a ribeye, but I promise we sell a ton of them, and that's good eating. Twan back there in the kitchen knows what to do with a ribeye. We also got that grilled amberjack, all kind of fresh fish coming in, yellowfin tuna, red snapper. Good eating, and let's talk about entertainment. Here we go this Sunday at 5 o'clock. This time all the way from Los Angeles, California to Montgomery, Cherie Porte. Little lady will be here with her blues band. This place is going to jump. I know we've been checking her out. So y'all check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com. We got a menu of the good food we got. Talk about the boat rental and the entertainment coming up. You'll see it all. Check it out. Come see us soon, Hunger.
It's June 22nd, the greatest day ever. On the 22nd of June, 2001, The Fast and the Furious debuts in theaters. Remember the original? Back when it was just about people racing cars and not The Rock flexing out of his arm cast and riding a torpedo on a glacier and Vin Diesel wasn't getting chased by a fighter plane through the Lincoln Tunnel and Ronda Rousey wasn't in it and they weren't superheroes who had to save the planet every 10 seconds? Have a great June 22nd, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
It's four. Stand by.
Fox News Radio. I'm Joy Piazza. Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are talking about the scores of migrant children who have been separated from their parents trying to enter the U.S. Democratic Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal outside a facility for immigrant children in Tornillo, Texas, says members of Congress need to take action.
The world is watching. Even though you can't talk, even though we can't visit with you, we're watching. The world is watching. We're going to fight for you.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio at a facility outside Miami says
people continue to arrive every day in the United States, and they do so through a legal process. And that's what we need to encourage.
The White House says 500 of the 2,300 children who were separated since the spring have been reunited. Lawmakers could vote on immigration legislation sometime next week. And on Wall Street, the Dow closing up 119 points. Fox News, we report, you decide.
What those jagoffs do for the last 8 years while Ojo was in the White House, huh? Don't give me any of your pious preaching there, Mr. Blumenthal, you son of a bitch lying about your military service and everything else. Kiss my ass! And now this.
Heard it from a friend who was only wearing SPF 2. She burned herself good, so don't be messing around. She was on the beach one weekend. Later on, she started freaking. When her skin was peeling off and she was yelling, ow, ow, ow. Don't get too much sun, baby. That ain't the way you want it, baby. Cause you'll be all red instead of brown. The sun when you're in it. Watch all your minutes. When you're under the sun, you might end up overdone. Heard it from a friend who only had on SPF 2. She burned herself good, so don't be messing around.
Speaking of pricks, how about Bernie Sanders making $1 million this year? Wow, socialism is great, ain't it, Bernie? You hypocritical jackass. Honest to God. And it's your group, you ignorant millennials, that go out to his rallies and clap like trained seals.
Yeah, go ahead and stereotype us. Go ahead.
I am.
Yeah.
Losers. Any millennial that listens to this radio station has their act together. That's assumed. All right, William B. Called us back as requested, so he goes first.
Yeah, hey, I just wasn't paying attention to what time it was when I called earlier. I was just gonna say I'm kind of feeling down this afternoon a little bit, and wondered if you could play some kind of modern spiritual song, maybe something by Galen Dale. You're not following, are you?
Yeah, Galen Dale, aren't they the ones that we played yesterday?
One Toke Over the Line.
Oh, of course. Did I ever put that in? Hang on one second. I want to see.
It's in my phone.
Yeah, that's that modern spiritual music. I need to hear some of that this
afternoon. Absolutely. Yeah, we'll get that for you.
All right, thanks, man.
It's in your folder?
Yes.
But how do I find it?
You have to probably, you can't spell it out. You're probably going to have to click over.
All right, so I go to...
Liners.
All right, and then just click over to O?
Mm-hmm. But then there's another series of O's.
Yeah, why do you have all these different O's?
I don't know. It's driving me nuts. I've asked engineering, how do I fix it? They haven't told me.
This is really stupid.
Mm-hmm. This is what I have to deal with. But I can make it work. Keep going.
Now, this is the Brewer and Shipley version or the one from the Lawrence Welk show?
No, this is the Brewer and Shipley version.
I don't want that. I want the... All right, let's see what Miss Ellen has to say.
Hello, Greg Boudreau.
Yes.
You need to watch that language a little bit. As older you get, you sort of let you, everybody lets things go a little bit, get a little bit looser and mellow out. But watch it. It's not becoming to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I watched you this morning.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. And you need...
Did you see me with my
pot? You don't get mad at me. Now, you know I tell you what's on my mind.
Yeah.
By your birthday in September,
yeah,
you need to lose 15 pounds. You think you can do it?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
Well, so that's bad on your health. Do you know that? Don't you want to be around for grandkids?
I have been doing things bad for my health for a long time, and I've seen people who have done nothing but healthy things drop dead at an early age.
Well, that's true, too. But there's no sense to ag it on. You're not George Byrne.
I'm doing
fine. Okay, well, I just worry about you. Okay?
That's just
now, do that little Blossom Day thing, Weasel Day, whatever you call it.
I just played it.
Oh, gosh, I missed it. I went to the back. Oh, golly. Okay, well, play Ghost Riders in the Sky. Bye.
So other than being a little bit too chubby for my own good, what else have you got this afternoon? Now, this is what our friend William requested, because he's down today and he needs the spiritual lift. This is one of those guilty pleasures in that the folks at Lawrence Welk lived in such a, what's the word I'm looking for, inculcated universe that... When they heard about the song One Toke Over the Line, they had no idea it was about pot because the term Sweet Jesus comes up. So they performed it on the show, and there's accordionist Myron Florin ready to do the introduction.
Thank you very much. Now, here's an attractive couple, Gail Farrell from Durand, Oklahoma, Dick Dale from Algona, Iowa. Excuse me. Let's listen to Gail and Dale and one of the newer songs.
This is so good.
One toke over the line, sweet Jesus. One toke over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station. One toke over the line. Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary. Hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station. One toke over the line. Hope it's me.
Now watch this.
I've been changing, as you can plainly see.
Gotta be white.
I felt the joy and I learned about the pain.
Well, that my mama said.
If I should choose to make a part of me, would surely strike me dead. And now I'm one toke over the line, sweet Jesus. One toke over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station. One toke over the line. Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary.
hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one took over the line.
Look at those two honkies.
One took over the line, sweet Jesus. One took over the line.
What a minority status.
Sitting downtown in a railway station, one took over the line.
Don't you know the
truth? Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary. Hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one took over the line.
Don't you know that we're a
sitting downtown in a railway station, one took over the line.
What are you people? On dope?
It's unbelievable.
Wait a minute, we gotta hear what Lauren says.
A Modern Spiritual by Gail and Dale.
A Modern Spiritual by Gail and Dale. I don't know whether to laugh and cry when I play that, because, look, we all hearken back to that wholesome period. And they didn't know. They didn't know. They were as removed from hipness and contemporary culture as any group could be. And there they are, this cute little couple in their old-fashioned Sunday garb, singing about dope and not knowing it. All right, so I get a text from 84 who sends me a smiley face with Miss Ellen. Look, really, I know there are things I should do good. But it's just not, you know, look, made it this too far. I've been hit by buses, cars, and trucks. I've fallen down stairs. I've had a number of accidents could have left me dead or paralyzed. And here I am. And I'm not about to give away the table. In fact, we have to call El Jalisco this afternoon.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because I may stop by there for something that has just absolutely no nutritional value whatsoever. It does, but I mean, with lots of sour cream, guacamole, and I want it grilled in its own juice, like the pollo chicken or something like that.
Yeah, keep going.
And I want enough refried beans to send me all the way home from Atlanta Highway to Arrowhead. There you go. That's what I want. Let's talk to Eric. Eric?
Yes, sir?
What's up?
How you doing?
That Jack Campbell. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Love Jack Campbell.
Good. You sound good.
Thanks.
Love your show. I want to hear anything by George Carlin or Morgan Freeman.
All right. We got plenty of both, and I will get... In fact, I think today we haven't done the George Carlin Save the Planet thing.
Right.
And we'll get something from Morgan, even though it's apparent that he's another one of those molesting douchebags from Hollywood. Thanks for the call. A lot of wind there.
We do have some thunderstorms that have built up north of the city. When I was on the Thinking Stoop just now,
mm-hmm.
It was pretty impressive seeing it from this side. So the areas to the north, in fact, this line now extends from Demopolis into Alex City. I was right an hour ago when I said it looks like Alex City's going to get whacked with this stuff. Otherwise, there's a couple now developing to the south and west of Montgomery. We'll be watching those because storms are possible at pretty much any time. All right, we'll do the Hello Kitty Morgan Freeman and George Carlin. I want to get this all set up because I want to go down and sit on the Thinking Stoop and watch the world go by. Save the planet. Here we go.
There it is.
Yes. And it's so true. Carlin was a prophet, man. He was an absolute prophet.
And can I get Atheists Don't Have No Songs by Steve Martin?
I'll pull it out.
Okay.
But that doesn't necessarily mean we'll have time, but I'm going to have it ready. So if we hit that window where, you know... I think by this point in the week, people are just sick of all the news and the fake news and the... We all know what the other side is up to, so why not just take a deep breath and relax, huh?
Absolutely.
All right, we've got news, traffic, and weather together, and then we're back. Your requests are welcome at 272-9228.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Police say a board member of Prattville's youth baseball program is accused of stealing $15,000 to $20,000 from the program. Police Chief Mark Thompson says that 38-year-old Lindsay Martin turned herself in on theft of property charges Tuesday. She was released after posting a $10,000 bond. Authorities in Mobile are considering a proposal to swap the city's two airports. A plan under consideration would send commercial passenger traffic, which now lands west of the city, to the Mobile Downtown Airport, which mainly handles cargo and general aviation flights. The Supreme Court has ruled that states can collect taxes from online retailers, even if the retailers are out of state. The court says individual states can now compel internet sellers to collect sales tax regardless of whether they have a physical presence in the state. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Those delays on 85 are all gone, the ones on the Haunted Highway and the ones down between the Boulevard and Perry Hill. Everything's good there now. That makes 85 a speed limit ride. 65 is too. Don't see anything around the Boulevard that's going to hold you up for too long. And it looks like the 31s are all clear. So get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop at Shoe Carnival, Cato, Professional, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. A McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms continues. In fact, some of the storms could be on the strong side, but generally overnight, they'll start to fade out. Overnight low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, a routine summer day in this part of the world that would be a sun and cloud mix, high around 92 with a few scattered hit or miss afternoon and evening storms here and there. Sunday's high will be closer to 94 with triple-digit heat indices, lots of sunshine, and rain chances not zero, but relatively small. Stay on top of the weather changes with our weather app. It has the latest from the tropics, 10-day forecast, hourly forecast, current conditions, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, it's Courtney Force, driver of the Advance Auto Parts Chevy Camaro SS Funny Car. Whenever my team prepares our funny car for the next run, we're always thinking ahead, and so should you with Advance Auto Parts. Come in today and have your battery, starter, and alternator checked for free. There's never any charge for battery installation with purchase, and Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Visit Advance Auto Parts or any participating CarQuest Auto Parts today. Think ahead. Think Advance.
See store for details. Services available on most vehicles at most locations.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not. A self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system. And it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. MetroFitness.com. Cavanaugh.com.
Twinkle Cavanaugh is falsely attacking conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the ultimate swamp politician, and lying to keep power is what swamp politicians do. Twinkle's been a career politician for decades. She's run for governor, lieutenant governor, treasurer, public service commissioner, everything but dog catcher. Twinkle supported the largest tax increase in Alabama history ever. And Twinkle is a longtime swamp bureaucrat and former government lobbyist for the swamp interests she now regulates. Twinkle Cavanaugh, another tax-loving lobbyist bureaucrat swamp politician Alabama can't afford. Conservative outsider Will Ainsworth is pro-life, pro-gun, 100% pro-Trump. A small businessman, not a career politician. He'll fight for the strongest immigration laws in America, arm teachers in the classroom, and drain the Montgomery swamp. Will Ainsworth for Lieutenant Governor.
Paid for by Friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 75976.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. I endorse adorable kitty posters. My favorite kitty poster is the one where the kitty's licking its paws. Or is it the one where it's playing with a ball of yarn? No, I think it's the one where it has on a hilarious sombrero. Oh, what does it matter? All kitty posters say the same thing. Smile, Morgan. Because a world with adorable kitties is a world worth living in. Remember, I'm talking about kitty posters, not bunny posters. I hate bunnies. I see a bunny on the road, I'll hit it with my car. Stupid ass bunnies. I'm Morgan Freeman, and I endorse adorable kitty posters.
Woo-hoo! New. That's new to the collection today. It'll turn up in the roll call. I know you're going to do the roll call today. We'll still go back to it Monday. By the way, Doug and Tomlinson are going to join us on Monday afternoon.
Awesome.
They are incredible guests. This would be Tommy on News Talk 93.1 FM at 423. How are you?
Hey, it's Tammy.
Oh, excuse me. I have the phone line screen shrunk, and I have glasses on, and I still misread it.
Oh, I
there
know
it is.
Know.
It says Tammy. Why don't you tell me that, Joey?
I did.
Oh, that's right, you did. Anyways.
Hey, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to J&S Landscaping. I hired them about a month and a half ago to do my yard because of you.
Thank you.
And they have done a tremendous job. I have a 5-acre yard.
Wow.
And they have cut it and weed it and blown it off every time, and it's absolutely beautiful.
They are great people too, aren't they nice?
Oh, they are wonderful people, and they're always on time.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. They're there all the time.
It's great. They take each and every situation so seriously. And when Mommy the Swami says, they're the best, you can tell. I just appreciate that you called on our recommendation and gave them a chance to earn your business. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
That means everything to me. So I would hope that, you know, you keep Mr. Electric's number handy if you have an electrical situation come up. You know, you may not need that the moment you hear about it or hear us talk about them. In fact, we have our most electrifying story coming up.
Nice.
But keep the number handy so that when you have a need, you can give them a chance to earn your business. And by the way, since we'll get you all the information when we do that. That'll be after 4:30. It's 4:25 already.
Wow.
And we have the Carlin thing ready to play here in a second. Another great business. By the way, I met John Cato from J&S. Their number is 202-8760. If you need extra help getting your yard nice and neat, edging, landscaping, sculpting, all of that. And cutting, of course, too. They do it all. 202-8760. Another great guy we met, who's a listener, came to Baumhauer's one night. And that is Ricky Norsworthy and his bride from Oaks Exterminating. Boy, did they come in a timely way. Last week we had an invasion one night. It was the weirdest thing, of flying ants. And they came out, treated the entire property. I mean, inside, outside, the garage, everything. Where these creatures can congregate using pet-friendly chemicals, by the way, which is really important. We haven't had a problem since. we've been pretty lucky on the bug issue, but they were turning up in the garage, and I was glad they did that. So if you have a need for pest control, and by the way, this is a local guy with his own company, so you're not going to be subjected to one of these long-term contracts that the national pest folks make you sign up for. Just give them a chance. 265-6674. That's Ricky Norsworthy and Oaks Exterminating. 265-6674. And again, just like John and Melissa, great people. These a lot of these folks that support the show are folks like those who listen. Hardworking, you know, good people. So they deserve at least an opportunity to win and earn your business. At 426, here's the requested Carlin. That's what we do on Friday afternoons. Play your favorites at 272-9228.
So self-important. Everybody's going to save something now. Save the trees. Save the bees. Save the whales. Save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. What? Are these people kidding me? Save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. We haven't learned how to care for one another. We're going to save the planet? I'm getting tired. The planet is fine. Compared to the people, the planet is doing great. It's been here 4.5 billion years. Did you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages, and we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. Pack your folks. We're going away.
All week long, we have been trying to edumacate folks on cornhole. And there are so many terms. And that's the game we play. We set it up at the fair when we're there every year. And folks love it. And there's all these terms that we've touched this week, like ace and cowpie and Drano and slippery granny. You're looking at me funny. Here it is.
Summer is cornhole season. Here's your cornhole term of the day. Slippery granny, scoring 3 bags in a row. On the board only. And that's your cornhole term of the day.
You're going to learn that kind of information here on this show.
And I thank you for it.
Yeah. So the next time you're playing cornhole, you can throw out these terms and make it sound like you know what you're doing, which is always a nice option to have. We're at 4:30. Let's take a quick look here at the Live in Fear Doppler and refresh it. We were, you know, we have, and in fact, my July magazine column is about what you've heard me refer to this for years, the thinking stoop. It's a block of cement. In the middle of it is this giant antenna. For what purpose? I don't know. I have no idea what that thing does. It goes high into the air. It's got a camera halfway up that Rich Thomas uses to look at the weather on a remote basis. But that, I have no idea what other functions it has. The cement block that holds the antenna in place is the place we go. And you can see us a lot. Now that they've cleared all that brush behind the building, you can see us from 85. We get honked at a lot now out there. It's pretty funny. Anyway, what's on the radar right now? That big glob of storms to the north of... In fact, it looks like Millbrook maybe catch another one, a smaller one, in just a little while. But there is a huge cluster that covers I-65 going north and is pounding its way towards Alex City. Alex City is probably going to get several inches of rain before the afternoon is over. It's grazing Auburn. There's a couple of things that have turned up to the south and west, but right now it doesn't look like the area is any immediate thing. We have the end of the Jerry Springer show here. I think today is the last day.
Okay.
It runs. I'm one of those, look, to each his own, right? But I'm one of those people that always saw that as, it made me sad because it was just human beings at their worst. And the only thing worse than people behaving the way the people on this show did were the people that watched it and thought it was entertainment. And Jerry Springer, what kind of moral compass does a guy like that have when he degrades or allows human beings to come out and degrade each other the way they did on that show? I didn't just didn't find it depressing more than anything else. So what we have today is a song that celebrates what the Jerry Springer show brought to America over the last number, I think 27, 29 years, and it's finally going away. Give Jerry credit, he did it his way.
The Springer show is done. Goodbye, husbands cheating with furries and vampire lesbians fighting a guy who sleeps with turkeys. Strippers dance on the pole. Obese cousins who had a three-way. Flashing boob body ends. It was Jerry.
Isn't that moving?
Very moving.
Yeah. Okay, but everything on there is stuff that Springer routinely did. Here's Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob for the River Region.
Yeah.
Chad?
And I've never been a guest on Jerry Springer. Right.
What's that
especially
line?
Especially the Who's Your Baby Daddy one.
What was that line from Naked Gun? The scientist in the lab says, I'm going to be on Geraldo next week. And they're asking because of this dinosaur print you found. No, my wife is a Satan-worshipping transsexual.
Right, right. Yeah. I would laugh if it weren't true. They really had stuff like that.
Of course, yes.
Oh, my gosh. You know, who started all that stuff? I mean, I guess, you know, Jerry Springer, it's hard to believe he was the mayor of Cincinnati at one point, right?
I mentioned that yesterday. Because, yeah, that is kind of stunning when you think about it, that he was actually an elected official.
An elected official. Well, then again, so was Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, well, that worked out well for Minnesota, didn't it?
Some people would say, hey, Donald Trump is too. You know, it's a reality show. Only Donald Trump gets things done, doesn't he?
Sure does.
I would be interested to see what Brandt's take is. It looked like the market had a little good bump today.
Yes.
So when he calls in. So are you taking requests on this Friday?
We are.
I would like to have a little bit of, what's the one with the comedian with the old guy playing Scrabble? You know.
Oh, Norm.
Norm.
How do you like that? Chad likes old Harold Delaney.
I love old Harold Delaney.
All right, we're gonna play that. The official name of that clip is Bed and Breakfast, but...
You never hear tell of a boot?
Yeah. Everybody asked for it by the name Old Harold Delaney. Yeah, we'll play that for you, Chad.
All right, guys. Well, listen, I hope everybody has a great weekend. We can wind down a little bit and, you know, enjoy the first weekend of summer.
Yes, and I was glad to see the market have a little bounce back today. That was nice.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be fine. So y'all be good. Have a good one.
All right, you too. It is 4:35. We have traffic and weather together, Fox Business, and then we're back. 272-9228.
everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Noting an accident on Zelda Road. Looks like right where Zelda Road and Ann Street become one another. And it's not too bad. Doesn't have traffic held up very much. Maybe just a little bit on Ann Street, but not too bad. Everything else looking really good. The boulevard is nice. And it looks like Atlanta Highway's doing real good. The interstate systems are both speed limit rides. Hey, what are you waiting for? You pick it out, and Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center will work it out. Their finance specialists will go to work to get you on the road. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Summer is cornhole season. Here's your cornhole term of the day. Shooting the shotgun. Throwing all your bags at once. And that's your cornhole term of the day.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms continues. In fact, some of the storms could be on the strong side, but generally overnight, they'll start to fade out. Overnight low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, a routine summer day in this part of the world. That would be a sun and cloud mix, high around 92 with a few scattered hit or miss afternoon and evening storms here and there. Sunday's high will be closer to 94 with triple-digit heat indices, lots of sunshine, and rain chances not zero, but relatively small. Stay on top of the weather changes with our weather app. It has the latest from the tropics, 10-day forecast, hourly forecast, current conditions, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
It's 438 Fox Business coming up, but first a reminder that at the end of this break, a very popular bit on the show and our favorite comedian, Norm MacDonald, who, by the way, chastened these idiots that have been making these, you know, like Samantha Bee and all that. He's not down with any of that stuff. That's another reason to like Norm. Anyway, the story of old Harold Delaney and his bed and breakfast is just a few minutes away. Don't miss it if you've never heard it.
Snaps an eight-day losing streak, gaining 119 points in the session, but falling 2% for the week. NASDAQ and S&P 500 also lower for the week. New trade tensions with Europe. President Trump tweeting that he will impose a 20% tariff on car imports from the EU unless Europe removes trade barriers against U.S. goods. Sparked a response from Germany's auto lobby group, which said a further escalation of the trade dispute helps no one. Meanwhile, the European Union is out with new tariffs on classic American goods like Harley Davidson's and bourbon. This in retaliation against U.S. tariffs on European steel and aluminum. And there's still so much uncertainty about what will happen with Britain when it exits the European Union that Airbus is threatening to pull out of the country. Airbus says it needs to know by the end of the summer what rules will govern its operations in the U.K. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Roger Stone.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a three-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Call for your free sample now. 800-787-1010. 800-787-1010.
Summer is cornhole season. Here's your cornhole term of the day. Shucker. When a player pitches a bag and it strikes an opposing player's bag, knocking it off the board. And that's your cornhole term of the day.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. They say timing is everything in real estate. Is it the right time to sell your home? MLS statistics tell us the River Region home sales are up by 14% from this time last year. Existing single-family homes accounted for 81% of home sales. New home sales were 18% of the total. Buyers are in the market now, and 40% of the buyers have never bought a home before. Buyers want the following features. They want to see fairly priced homes, homes that are in good condition, homes that are convenient to the workplace, homes that are located in a neighborhood that demonstrates pride of ownership, homes that they can move into in the next 30 to 45 days. Do you have a home like this? Have you kept the home in good condition? Do you want to move to a larger, more modern home? Find the answers with the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225, and let's work together to sell your home. Bo Goodson, 551-0225.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371, plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So I decide I'll go, you know, my buddy tells me, he goes, hey, you should go to one of them bed and breakfasts. You ever hear tell of that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. The idea is you go there, it's a guy's house, and you live in his room, and then he makes some breakfast.
Right. First.
Yeah. It's a thumbnail.
Yeah, that's it, sure.
So, I looked one up on the internet there, and I found one. I went to Vancouver Island, Victoria, which is beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. It's God's little country. And so I go there, and I look up my place where I'm supposed to go. I have it on a little piece of paper. And I knock on the door, right? And there's no answer. So I knock again, and there's still no answer. So finally, I look like in the window there, and there's an old man sleeping on a couch, you know?
Yeah.
So I bang on the door, ringing the doorbell, you know? So finally, I hear like, hey, keep your pants on there, you know, from the inside. And he comes to the door, old guy, you know, but I'd say 80, 85 years old. Oh, wow. Old Harold Delaney was his name.
Harold Delaney.
Yeah, nice enough gentleman, you know? And so I get in there, and I says, well, I better go to sleep. There's no one else there, you know? Like, I thought it'd be like a whole bunch of people in different rooms, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just me. Yeah. So I go up and I go to sleep, and I'm ready to go to sleep. And a knock comes on the door, right? A knock on the my bedroom door.
Right.
So I figure, uh-oh, old Harold Delaney wants to have sex with me there. And,
that's the first thought that went through your mind, huh?
Well, I'm a young fella. Yeah, these days, yeah, anything
not a
goes.
Looking guy, sure. Yeah, no, yeah.
No, no, no.
Traveling alone, why
sure.
Not?
And of course, that's not. I didn't come to Victoria to have sex with old Harold Delaney. You know, I came to do some sightseeing.
Of course. Yeah.
So then I hear him. He goes, well, "You ought to play some Scrabble."
Oh, Scrabble.
Yeah, so I say, okay, that's good.
Sure.
I'll play some Scrabble. So I go down, and he pulls out this old Scrabble game there, and we start to play, you know. I like Scrabble, you know. So I get the first turn, you know, because I picked the lower letter. And so I get the first turn. So I make rabbit, you know.
Pretty good.
It's a good word. And then I do it pretty quick. I take like a couple of minutes. And then old Harold Delaney, he takes like a half hour to like get his word. And the whole time, he's not talking, he's not telling me old stories, because I like hearing old stories, you know? And instead, it was like for a half hour, it was just Harold Delaney going. So then after a half an hour of that, you know, I'm just sitting there, he comes up with his word, it's hat.
That's
his word, yeah. Hat. So he puts it, and he takes the word hat, and then he puts it, like, way in the corner on that triple letter score.
Right.
The triple word, the red one you want to get to.
Yeah, sure.
But you can't just put it there.
No, it's got to have something, some relation to rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to move up there, you know, and finally get to there. But instead, he just puts it right there.
Oh, no.
So I go, all right, you know. And so then it's my turn, you know, I do something, and quickly, and then again, the same thing, like, you know. And then time going by, and then every word, and I was coming up with good words, you know. I had a sleigh, you know, a sleigh ride, and avocado.
Ooh.
It was a seven-letter word.
Yep.
You get 50 extra points. I'm still way behind him.
He's just freelancing the board.
Yeah. Yes. And so finally I decided I'm going to, like, I got to say something, you
sure.
know? So he, and all his words were like cup and hat, and I think it was just like things he'd see around the room, you know? And so I'm playing excellently. I should be in the lead, but instead I'm like 1,000 points behind. And finally, like, I got to say something, you know? Mm. So he puts a boot, you know, up on this triple, and it really annoyed me because I was building towards
sure,
the triple
yeah.
letter, and he just puts boot, and so I said, finally, I gotta say something here, and I go, hey, old Harold Delaney there, I don't know, you can't put boot there, and then he goes, you never heard tell of a boot? So I go, no, I know what a boot is. I'm just saying. He goes, that fella goes out there to wear a boot. So I go, no, I know what I made avocado. I know a boot. You know? And it just took him forever. And I think, and also I noticed a weird thing. He had no, there were no blanks. You know, the blanks in the game, and it's always good to use any letter,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
I realized there's no blanks in this game. And I figured old Harold Delaney must have, when he got the game, figured, what the hell is that? You know, throwing it wrong.
Can't use it.
Yeah.
I, as that was playing, got a Facebook message from somebody who absolutely loves old Harold Delaney. Mr. Swami loves that, too. Who was that from? Oh, I got to post some stuff from this IAC, Illegal Alien Crime website.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't look at it unless you're prepared to be outraged, but it has the actual data, the facts on crimes caused by illegals. As, once again, the shameless media continues to somehow make this Trump's fault. It's unbelievable. Let's see if there's anything new in baseball this afternoon, Joey.
Yeah, a lot of action going on out there.
Well, the Yankees are on fire. Best record in baseball.
That doesn't happen often.
No. No, it hardly ever happens at all. Since we have about 2 minutes and 20 seconds to kill, let's do it with this request. This is not just entertaining, but it is so freaking true. This is something that everybody needs to hear, so we all understand what being offended means. Steve Hughes.
I know we have political correctness, which is the joy that is the other side of health and safety, which is a small oppression of our physical movement, so we can't do anything without permission from the state. And political correctness is the oppression of our intellectual movement, so no one says anything anymore in case somebody else gets offended. What happens if you say that and someone gets offended? Well, they can be offended. What's wrong with being offended? When did sticks and stones may break my bones stop being relevant? Isn't that what you teach children, for God's sake? That's what you teach toddlers. He called me an idiot. Don't worry about him. Now you have adults going, I was offended, and I have rights. Well, so what? Be offended. Nothing happens. You're an adult. Grow up. Deal with it. I was offended. I don't care. Nothing happens when you're offended. There's nothing. I went to the comedy show, and the comedian said something about the Lord, and I was offended. And when I woke up in the morning, I had leprosy. Nothing happens. I want to live in democracy, but I never want to be offended again. Well, you're an idiot. make a law about offending people? How do you make it an offense to offend people? Being offended is subjective. That has everything to do with you as an individual, or a collective, or a group, or a society, or a community, your moral conditioning, your religious beliefs. What offends me may not offend you. And you want to make laws about this? I'm offended when I see boy bands, for God's sake. It's a valid offense. I'm offended. They're corporate shills posing as musicians to further a modeling career, and frankly, I'm disgusted. Right? But what am I going to do? Call the cops? Hello, it's me again. They're on the telly this time. Five of them, that's it. Yeah, white suits, dancing like girls, that's them. 5 minutes, I'll be out the front traumatized. Bye.
Steve Hughes. A brilliant take on being offended. It's 4:52 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's go from learning how not to be offended to how to get full on great Mexican food. Is this actually Monica?
Yes.
Hi, Monica.
Hi, it's actually Yaelin again.
How does this happen, Joey?
I don't know. I said, Monica, do you have a quick second? She said yes.
And then she disappears when she gets shy? What happens? What does she do?
Customers to talk to and things like that, or they need her.
Well, that's no excuse. We're the radio station. We're very important people here.
I know. And but she does very much care about you guys.
I know. We care about her, too. In fact, we had a call from one of our listeners who took our suggestion to come try El Jalisco and absolutely fell in love. And we sent a tape of that over for her to hear. And we've had many of those. Seems like every time we talk about El Jalisco, someone will call up and say how great it was, and it is. And I would like to come by there after the show around 6:15 and pick something up to take home.
Oh, definitely.
I just don't know what to get. I think maybe for myself. Now, if I get the Pollo Loco, does that come with refried beans and rice and cheese?
It usually comes with rice and grilled chicken and cheese, but if you wanted with beans instead, that could definitely be an option.
I would love the grilled chicken. That's the grilled chicken, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Okay, so I'd like one of those.
Okay, definitely, Greg. Just one?
And then give me a shrimp adobe for Mrs. Bitterbottle.
Oh, definitely, shrimp adobe.
And I'll be by there around 6:15 to pick those up today. And the reason I'm doing this on the radio, friends, is because if you don't have time to dine in, and there's plenty of comfortable booth and table seating at El Jalisco, if you would rather take it home, maybe you got a movie from Redbox you want to watch on the DVD, their food, they pack it up perfectly. So when you get it home, it's still nice and warm, and you don't have to microwave it or anything. So let's talk about your specials for Friday. First of all, it's happy hour there till 7, so you've got drink specials, right?
Definitely. $3 margaritas on the rocks or frozen, or our draft beers, Michelob Ultra and Bud Light, $2.99.
All right, and then you can have some of the finest Mexican food on the planet to wash that down with. What are some of the dinner specials you've got going on Friday?
Well, today is our famous shrimp adobe, of course. It's at $10.99 tonight, and then our nachos Jalisco. It comes with grilled chicken, steak, and shrimp, and grilled vegetables. And it's topped with cheese dip. It's at $7.99, and of course our cheesesteak burrito, $7.99 tonight too.
Oh, the cheesesteak burrito—that's another personal favorite. You can't go wrong if you like Mexican food. If you love Mexican food, you really owe it to yourself to try El Jalisco. The service is outstanding. Monica puts together a great staff. But when you go in, ask if Monica's around so you can admire her enormous dimples, because they are very impressive. And you'll find them right across from Krispy Kreme on Atlanta Highway. And what time are you open till tonight?
Tonight, 10 o'clock p.m.
All right. Well, I'll look forward to seeing you a little bit later then.
All right, Mr. Greg. Definitely look forward to seeing you later here around.
Thanks.
6:30?
Yeah, about 6:20. Let's make it 6:20. Yeah, because when I'm hungry, I usually make a beeline. You know, I don't dawdle around. So I'll see you at 6:20.
All right, Mr. Greg. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Mr. Greg. And her staff, they're just such nice people. So we hope that you, as many of listeners have, will take the suggestion. By the way, there is a... what was I going to say? I just got a text from Rich. He wants to join us after Fox News. Let me just type back to him. Okay. Well, whatever it was, I can't remember it. But It'll come back. 456.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Couple of accidents call to your attention. Carmichael at Woodmere. That is actually a disabled vehicle and not an accident. But there is an accident at the 4600 block of Vaughn Road. So watch out for that one. Everything else looking pretty decent. The Boulevard looks okay. Not seeing too much on Atlanta Highway. Both interstate systems are a speed limit ride. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn on South Memorial Drive in Prattville is more than a typical pawn shop. Just listen to what's inside the little blue building. Games and game consoles, tools, TVs, flat screens, cameras, electronics, computers. You need to see it to believe it. The savings are stupid. I can keep going. Guns, 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 and more guns. Ammo at gun show prices every day. Jewelry, rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and more. All at great prices. Sports memorabilia, military collectibles, mowers, and lawn equipment. By the way, did we mention guns? High Caliber Gun and Pawn buys gold. If it weighs, it pays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn wants to say thank you to our U.S. military. Your service is appreciated. And your first FFL transfer is free at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. High Caliber Gun and Pawn on Memorial Drive, just across from the Prattville Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, 1075 South Memorial Drive, Prattville.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages, it's all we do, so we do it better. If you are a veteran and currently have a VA mortgage, then it's time to refinance. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we value your service, and in turn, we pride ourselves in serving you. If you are a veteran and you are interested in lowering your rate, reducing your payment, or paying your home mortgage off sooner, what are you waiting for? Today is the day to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. No need to gather those documents. All we need is you with your driver's license and Social Security card in hand. Yes, it's just that simple. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's A-L-A-H-O-M-E-mortgage.com.